This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello in studio right now with two extraordinary guitarists and instructors. So we'll say hello to Matthew Cochran, instructor of guitar here at Interlochen Arts Academy. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Kate.
And Michael Kudurka, who is instructor of guitar at Northwestern Michigan College. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Now, the two of you do wonderful things on your own, but you also come together to make some music. And what's interesting is that you both have very different focuses for your main interest in the guitar. So let's ask you each what your main focus is and then talk about how that comes together into a concert. Matthew, you are playing contemporary pieces, including some of your own.
Yes, yes, that's true. There'll be two of my own pieces and a world premiere performance by an amazing composer named Sean Hickey. And then two pieces by an Icelandic composer.
Ólafur Arnalds.
Yeah.
Now, this is gorgeous piano music, Matthew.
Well, he says so, but I respectfully disagree. I think that Ólafur Arnalds writes remarkable guitar pieces and just simply performs them on the piano. I've transcribed, I think three of his pieces now for solo guitar, and they fit beautifully under the fingers. They make the guitar sound great. They're very, there's a certain decay, I think, to the attacks in Ólafur Arnalds' music that just, it's beautiful for the guitar because the guitar has such a short decay, you know?
Can you, for those of us who aren't familiar with that term,
Yes. So sustain on the guitar is a little bit difficult. You pluck a note and then that note kind of immediately goes away a little bit sooner than I think a lot of other instruments. So if you're playing like a wind instrument or something, you can sustain the sound by blowing until you run out of air. A string player can sustain sound by, you know, keeping the bow on the string. But with the guitar, we don't have that option. And so really dealing with a quick decay is to a large sense part of phrasing stuff on the guitar, part of making guitar music sound good. I will admit there's probably a certain personality aspect that we all have where we are a little bit of, we're tinkerers, you know what I mean? We like to be able to mess with stuff and then hear it at the end, you know, which is, you know, what's better than that?
What's nothing, yeah. Nothing. So let's hear right now the result of you tinkering with this piano work.
Sure.
By Ólafur Arnalds. Set this up for us, will you please?
Yeah, yeah. So the piece is called Saman, which means together, apparently, in Icelandic. Apparently, the idea for the title came to Ólafur Arnalds when he saw some graffiti on a wall next to his studio in Iceland. And that's what it said, together, which is really strange graffiti. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the spirit of this graffiti. I want more graffiti that says, we'll get through this together, or we're better together. We're better. I love that idea. So anyway, so did he. And so he wrote this piece, which I think does a lot of the things that Ólafur Arnalds' music does very well, but also certain things that I think really appeal to me. It's meditative. It's got a lot of silence in it. It's got a lot of space in the composition. And it doesn't always give you the sense that you have to go somewhere. You feel very, for me anyway, playing it and listening to his music, I think about the moment that I'm in, not necessarily the thing that's coming up or the thing that has happened. It's really music for this moment in time.
All right, so let's hear this very meditative piece, music of Ólafur Arnalds, performed by Matthew Cochran.
Thank you.
Matthew Cochran playing music of Oliver Arnold's. So much focus on the new and on the contemporary. Michael Kudrka, you also play a lot of brand new and contemporary works, but your spin here, there's an old, new thing happening here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's explain this to folks. I know what I mean by this, but let's kind of fill this in. Let's start with the old part.
Sure. So for about 10 years, I've been really interested in the idea of historical tuning systems and non-standard tuning systems. So as guitarists, you know, we buy a guitar either at the store or you know, from a guitar builder directly. And the manufacturer puts the metal frets into the neck, those little, you know, metal strips where we press down on our left hand, and those set the string lengths. And when you set a string length, you set the frequency of the note. And about 10 years ago, I started to feel a little bit frustrated by the fact that the manufacturer is setting the string lengths and not me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have friends who are string players or wind players who can subtly adjust the pitches they play to do what they call intonating a note by very small amounts to make a harmony sound very pure and sweet and beautiful. And this kind of thing was just denied to me as a guitarist. And I wanted to be able to do it because the more string music, orchestral music, wind music, vocal music as well, because of course a singer has an infinite amount of flexibility in their voice, I wanted to do that. So I teamed up with my two partners, a couple of geniuses, Matthew Knudstrup and Scott Knudstrup. They're a father and son. Matthew is an engineer and his son is a computer programmer. And we've been working on this for several years now to make these very weird-looking guitar fretboards that have strange frets that sort of stop halfway through the neck and restart a few millimeters away. And they look really strange, but the result of all the weirdness is that I can play chords that are really, really in tune. And for me as a player, I mean, just what could be better than to be able to hit a chord and have it sound just as sweet as you could ever imagine. So I bring this both to early music I play, Renaissance and Baroque music, but I also apply it to a lot of contemporary music I play too.
Well, why don't we hear what this sounds like? Now, you can see a picture of this guitar at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org, and some video of Michael playing on it. But let's just sit back and listen. And we talked about kind of the time period this places us in when we hear it and why. Let's talk about that for 1 second.
Sure. So the pieces we're about to hear are by the English composer John Dowland, who is a contemporary of William Shakespeare. So we're talking kind of late Renaissance Elizabethan England. And these were a couple pieces that he wrote for the Renaissance lute. And he also made his own arrangements for vocal groups, and he made versions for string instruments. He was really kind of a master of recycling his own pieces to get extra publications for a little extra income. But I find them just to be gorgeous, expressive pieces, emotionally as resonant today as I'm sure they were then.
And the sound of this guitar really takes you somewhere else in time. So let's listen right now to these two pieces by John Dowland, performed by Michael Kudrka.
Thank you.
Michael Kadurka playing music of John Dowland. So you're both going to be playing in a room with gorgeous acoustic for guitar at the Cathedral Barnes Park. How do we get to this concert? Give us the details about this.
Sure. Well, we're playing two concerts. One this coming Saturday, November 19th, at 7:30 p.m. And then the next concert is the next day, Sunday, November 20th at 3 p.m.
So we're better together in idea and in repertoire. Now let's hear the two of you play together in some fantastic music. Why don't y'all play us out with music of Manuel de Falla? Let's talk about the piece we're about to hear.
Yeah, this is perhaps one of his most famous pieces. It's a really classic arrangement, and it's, you know, originally orchestral music, but I think the arranger did a marvelous job of, you know, bringing the various tone colors of the instruments of the orchestra onto the guitar, which is just a lot of fun to play. On guitar, we can really draw out so many different colors by the manner in which we pluck the string, and it's just a lot of fun to play. It has all of the kind of fire and excitement that we associate with Spanish music. And the composer, Manuel de Falla, you know, very self-consciously tried to bring the traditions of Andalusia and southern Spain, the kind of flamenco tradition, into high art music. And I think it's so wonderful how he achieved that synthesis between those two worlds.
Thank you.
Well, Michael Kudurka, muchas gracias.
De nada.
Thank you so much, Matthew Cochran. Thank you.
That's a pleasure.
Studio A is produced at Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Our digital content manager is Casey Brown. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Our recording engineer is Stefan Wieb. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.